The bills call for enforcing antitrust laws against agribusiness, more environmental protection, and fair treatment for small farms in getting grants and other subsidies. According to sponsors of the bill, Wisconsin lost 40% of its dairy farms over the last 10 years. The bill is backed by farm and environmental organizations, as well as the Wisconsin Catholic Conference and the Lutheran Office for Public Policy. Representing the National Farmers Organization is Campbellsport dairy farmer Jerry Yeager.
We must address the concentration taking place in agriculture and the effect it has on farm prices and markets at the state level. We must maintain a level economic playing field for all farmers. This should include strong enforcement programs to prevent anti-competitive practices and antitrust activity.
Yeager says Wisconsin has not been friendly to family farms. For example, Yeager says the state has recruited and subsidized out-of-state factory farmers. Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Jim Harsdorff says Wisconsin's current milk production is not enough to supply existing cheese factories. Harsdorff says milk production should be encouraged and the state should stay neutral on the size of farms. Harsdorff's family operates a 90-cow dairy farm, but Harsdorff says even the biggest incorporated farms are still family-owned.
And they may be different than our parents' farm looked, but they're still going to be operated by family members. And quite honestly, if we don't do that, we could lose this great economic engine that we have in the dairy industry to the western states.
The Family Farm Bill is in the Senate Environmental Resources Committee. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.